Here's some Jersey pride, he said sarcastically. Scott Fairland pled guilty to assaulting police officers in the January 6th Capitol riot. That makes Mr. Fairland one of the first to plead guilty. Yay, Jersey. That's going to a press release from the U.S. Department of Justice. Here's Fairland's stories from Stockholm. Fairland, along with Devlin Thompson of Seattle, were among a crowd of individuals on the lower terrace who pushed against police and assaulted Metropolitan Police Department and U.S. Capitol Police members. Two were the first of more than 170 charged to plead guilty to the felony charges of assault on a police officer in the investigation. The pair are being held pending sentencing with the federal district court to determine any sentence. Fairlam is facing sentencing the end of September, September 27th. In case you want to mark your calendar. Feds are seeking to keep Fairlam, who, by the way, is the son of a deceased New Jersey state trooper and brother of a Secret Service agent. They want to drop him in prison for 3 to 4 years. He's a resident of Sussex County. He's agreed to pay $2,000 in restitution and will cooperate with the FBI should they request to interview him before his sentencing. As I said, Fairlam attended the insurrection after arriving at the Capitol grounds, climbed the scaffolding on the West Terrace. He recorded a video to Instagram at that point, always a brilliant idea, indicating that he would not leave. He then displayed a collapsible police baton. Just when you thought you hit stupidity, you find a way to go that one step further. Once he got out of the Capitol, another video shows him inserting himself into a line of MPD officers where he shoved and punched an officer. Fairland pled guilty to 2 counts. 2 and 3 of the superseding indictment that charged him with obstruction of an official proceeding and assaulting, resisting, and impeding certain officers. He is facing up to 20 years in prison and $250,000 fine for obstruction of an official proceeding. Additionally, he faces up to 8 years in prison, an additional $250,000 fine for assault on law enforcement. But the feds will be happy to dump him into the hole for 3 to 4 years. Fairlamb's lawyer, what's this guy's name, Harley Bright, said his client was already paying a price for his actions, including the closing of his gym in Pompton Lakes. His lawyer saying here, he's lost his business. The mortgage on his home where he lives with his wife is in peril. And he has been publicly disgraced. By his own hand. Continuing with the lawyer, it wasn't so much about the deal, it was about his desire to own up to what he had done and make himself a better person for the future and move on. By the sound of all these charges and actions, for Fairlamb, there's pretty much nowhere to go but up. I wonder if Fairlamb occupied his time this past week by watching Lindell's election conspiracy circus. Or the lawyer is smart, did he block that channel from Fairlamb's cable TV?